Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are in the middle of Simon Tof Mem Zayin, which deals with the halachos of taruvis, of mixtures of chametz and non-chametz on Pesach. And we're starting at the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Beis. The last line was Sif Beis. And the Mechaber writes, chametz shenis arev mishesh shos. And the Rama adds Ulamala. If you have a mixture of chametz and Pesach stuff that got mixed together from 6 hours in the day and upwards, Adalila, until Pesach starts itself, Eina Osa B'mashu. The dina that we spoke about of mixtures on Pesach, that even a mashu is not batel, that's only if it became mixed on Pesach itself. In this situation, where the mixture was before the start of Pesach, even though it was after the Zman when it already was Aser, from noon, it's already Aser in Daraisa, but it's not a Chiyav of Kares, so then in this situation, the din is Elodino Kishar Isurim. It follows the regular rules of mixtures of Tarovis, which can be Batul B'Shishim, and normally a Mashu, which would normally be Batul by Shar Isurim, over here is also going to be a considered Batul in regards to Chametz as well. Now, let's understand this a little bit better by going into the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Dalet, where the Mishnah Berurah explains. This is when it occurred accidentally. However, v'im ervo b'mezid, if a person intentionally did this, kigon shetzorech hador v'lasosu l'saknum chametz, that he's making this dish over here, and now it has chametz in it. For example, kigon muria, some sort of a fish brine, pirishuman dogim, the fatty stuff from a fish, shemisimin bo lechem koli, which they normally put in some sort of parched bread into it, so that would normally be done on non-Pesach, and now he did it on the afternoon of Erev Pesach. So afa pishiyesh bo shishim keneged alechem, even though there's more than 60 of the fish brine against the bread, so osur, you're not allowed to do this. And the chayev levaro midivrei sofrim kodem Pesach, and you even have to go and be burning it. You have to get rid of it before Pesach, according to the opinion of the chachamim. The issue footnote number 24 explains, even though we previously said kosef shemutul ariv chometz b'shishim kodem Pesach, before Pesach you're allowed to do this and then keep it until after Pesach. The reason is over here in the Murius you're not allowed to do this. He brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Shekivin Shederech Asiyas HaMurius Hiayde Lechem. Since you need the bread over here, this is considered choshev, it's essential. Veino Batel B'Murius Afil Belef, and it's not considered able to be batel even in 1,000. However, Avo B'Dover She'ein Derech Lasos Aide Teruvus Chometz. Normally you don't make it with a Teruvus, a mixture of Chometz, then Mutel Lechatril Aribo Chometz Kedil Levatlo. Then you're allowed to go and take the chametz over here and add it, even though it will become batel b'shishim, you're allowed to do that. Now, Mishnah Berurah continues, he writes, v'im lo bi'aru v'avar lo b'pesach, if in fact you didn't get rid of it, and now it's after Pesach, you can't of course eat this on Pesach, and now it's after Pesach, does it have the status of chametz shavar lo b'pesach? So yesh omrim she'asu b'anot, yeah, there are an opinion that states that this is still going to be considered also even b'hanah, just like regular chametz shavar lo b'pesach, the rabbis instituted this prohibition, even also b'hanah. Unless ela imke mochel nochri chutz midbei isushbo, but you would be allowed to go sell this to the nochri. And again, if it was worth $100 from the Pesach sticker stuff and the extra $5, let's say, from the chometz sticker stuff, so then you can sell it to him for $100, and this way you're not getting any hanoah from the chometz. That would be allowed. Again, lechatchila, one should not be doing this on Erev Pesach. And if you do, then there is a strict opinion that says that it's going to be also b'hanoah. Certainly, you can't eat it on Pesach, but you can't even get hanoah from it after Pesach. Now, Mishnah Berurah says in Simchat Tezvav, this is from 6 hours into the day until Erev Pesach, until Pesach starts. Afagav the lokin lo bizmanahu. This is an Issa Deraisa, alachilah. So if you were to eat this, you'd be over in Issa Deraisa. Begam also by Norm in a Torah. And this is even forbidden if you get any benefit from the Torah. Nevertheless, we call Mokum Kivin the Ainchi of Karis alizmanahu. As I mentioned, you don't get karis until nightfall when it's actually Pesach. So therefore, the rabbis in this situation, lo echmiru b'chachom levso b'mashu. In this situation, the rabbis didn't institute the additional restriction over here of being osu b'mashu, and they allowed the normal din of batel b'shishim to take effect. As we pointed out in yesterday's shir, in the previous shir, the rabbis instituted over here the special situation of even a mashu being osu over here because of the isser of karis. And therefore, when there's no isser of karis, it's a, quote, regular lav, so then it has the rules of regular lavin. V'kein b'churma din osin tam lufkam. The Mishnah Berurah continues, it says, likewise, the rabbis were not stringent over here during this period of time from noon, from Chatzos, until the start of Pesach, saying that you can't have something that's no sin tam lufkam, it's osur as well. that chumrah was only on Pesach itself. But during this period of time, the chumrah of nosin tam lefgam doesn't apply during this period of time from Chatzos until the start of Pesach. The issue footnote number 25 brings down practical applications of this din in regards to Hagolas Kalim and in regards to baking matzah on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, Ayin Shem, the issue footnote number 25. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "Ulinyan chametz nukshe tocha Pesach." In regards to chametz nukshe, this chametz, it's not full-fledged chametz, which we discussed previously. During Pesach, we treat this seriously and stringently, just like regular chametz. And yesh machmirim also b'mashu. This opinion states, you can see this in the Shaar Tzion Oshet Beis, the Marai, the Taz, and the Pri Chodosh, and they say lo plug. We don't make any distinction on Pesach. Everything is also b'mashu, regular chametz as well as chametz nukshe. Albeit, Dirshu footnote of 26 points out that after Pesach, everybody would agree that this is not also banah. This wouldn't be chomek shavu lavas a Pesach. However, he brings down avodas hamogin avram va'od habay achronim kiven dein bo koris l'kuli alma uladas harbe poskim ein bo rak yisud rabbanon. Since everybody agrees it's not an isur koris, and there is even an opinion that says it's not osim midrais, it's only osim midrabbanon. So therefore, batel b'shishim afilu tocha Pesach. They would hold that the regular rules of isur over here apply, and we have batel b'shishim. We don't have to be concerned with the mashu. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, v'yesh l'smoch alei m'shas atrak. Under extenuating circumstances, you can rely upon this makel opinion. And he adds, v'da, the v'yom tova achron, afshu gam kim the rabbanon. And the last day of Pesach, which is certainly the rabbanon, mikomokum kivin shiniskan mishum sveka d'yoma. Since it was sveka d'yoma, that's why, even though it's the rabbanon, it's felt to be a sofik and a din daraisa, also v'achila ayde taruvus mashu kumov Pesach. So the rules over here of mashu apply even on the last day of Pesach as well. Kidmut l'kam and simen tov samach zayin. So if you others will learn mitzvah when we get there. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Tezayin says that we treat this on Chatzos until Pesach starts, like regular Yisurim, Kishar Yisurim, and the regular rules of Bittul apply, and therefore, V'alkein, in Misariv, Lach, Belach, Misbatul B'shishim. So, if it's a liquid with liquid, so then we use the principle of Batul B'shishim. V'nisariv, Yovish, B'yovish, if it's a solid with a solid, so then the halach is, you go after the row. Misbatul Chabitre, even one in two would be Batul. Ach, the Tzorich Lochel, Kodem Pesach, but you must eat it before Pesach, because on Pesach, the rule is, the B'Pesach, Chozer V'Neyor, the Chometz, quote, reawakens, can move over by a goal, the comments of Dalz, Hashem learn in tomorrow's Shia in Sif Dalad in the Ramah. The issue footnote number 29 points out what we're going to learn over there. Ladas Kamachronim, Bitaruvis, Yovish, Biovish, Loomim, Shechoz, Vinir, Pesach. And there we're going to say that not everybody agrees that it's Choz, Vinir, on Pesach if you're dealing with solids, and you could actually eat it on Pesach if it was bottle betray, Chai betray. However, but you certainly can't cook them together, because once you cook them, everybody would agree that there would be no Saint Tam, and therefore it would be Chozer v'Niyor. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "V'no Saint Tam lufgam nami shari." The Ramah adds over here that if it's a negative imparting of taste, it's a negative taste that's put in over here, then it's also considered good during this period of time. And this, he says, is das atzmo, is his own opinion. Aliba de kuliyama, and this goes according to everybody. What does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yudzayin says, "Haynu afilu the das hamachmirim lekamim b'sif yud b'hagot." This will even be according to the opinion of the machmirim in the Ramah in Sif Yud. Nevertheless, mikol makom be'erev Pesach bevada in lahachmir, on erev Pesach as opposed to on Pesach, you don't have to be machmir, and this is true afilu bepochus mishishim, even if it's not batal b'shishim, if it's no sein tam lefgam, one can be makel. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel, the No Sein Tam Lefgam adds, the same din would apply, No Sein Tam that we can be makel over here, if it's Lefgam, applies also Linyan Recha, for an imparting only from a Reyach. L'kuliyam l'chomer berav Pesach mishar Yisurim. It's no stricter than other Yisurim, and therefore it would be Mutar as well. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Chito shenimtseis be'erav Pesach besar negolas mevushelas. If you find a kernel of wheat in an erav Pesach, inside a chicken that was cooked. So what's the halacha? Mutter. Now the girsa that we have is levatla. But if you look in the Chavetz Chaim, in the Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkot and Chav, he writes that the correct girsa is the betela b'shishim. That this chita over here is considered batel b'shishim over here inside the much larger chicken. And therefore, it's mutter b'shishim. We have this din over here. It's batel b'shishim. And therefore, there is no problem with this chicken. Now, what exactly are we talking about? So, Sifkot and Yudches, the Mishnah Berurah explains that we're doing this over here, Afilu Achar Sheish, we're talking about that it was cooked even in the afternoon, after Chatzos, before the start of Pesach. Afilu Achar Sheish. So, the din is, Sifkot and Yudches, it's Mutter. What does that mean? La'ochla, you can eat it, and not only can you eat it on Erev Pesach, afilu b'Pesach, you're even allowed to eat it on Pesach. He adds, v'hainu im nitztanenu kodem Pesach ulekameh. This is, however, only true if it cooled down before Pesach. It still wasn't cooking on Pesach. And then you don't have a problem with chozev v'nir over here, as we're going to learn now. So the din is sivkat and chaf the betel b'shishim. That's the correct gear. So kein tzarich lomar. And the Mishnah Berurah says zochei motzasi agir so b'shulchan aruch hanitvas im nachlas tzvi u'b'shulchan aruch harishon shehitvias hamachaber be'atzmo. He says this is the earlier versions of the shulchan aruch had the correct gear. So and somehow it became corrupted over here by the current printers. Nowadays, the girsa has unfortunately got corrupted, but the real correct girsa is, as he says, the bitle b'shishim. And you can see in the Shaarat Zion, Os Yudalit, the Chofetz Chaim adds, Shetvisu levatlo b'shishim, which is a toast. The girsa that we have, that you can go and intentionally go and mimvatle it, certainly can't be correct, because we're talking about after sheish, after the noon, and therefore it's already usser, and therefore it would be usser to be mimvatle nisa l'chatril, according to everybody. And he says, v'gam de lo mahani ha'osofa, and even if you did, it wouldn't help over here, because we have a principle over here that it's now usser, and we have the rule of chanal, chaticha nasa nevela. It's the whole thing now considered nevela. The whole thing is considered osur of chametz, as the Chiddush Rebbe Kiva Eger writes, and therefore there's no way to be mevatel it anyway. So therefore, the halachically correct reading over here is the bitle b'shishim. It became batel in shishim, not that you intentionally went and was mevatel b'shishim. Then the Mishmur writes, Kosova poskim, duadim b'chito shenimtseis b'erev Pesach b'matzo shenefo hayom. The same halach applies if you find the kernel of wheat inside matzah that was baked on Erev Pesach in the afternoon from Chatzos until the start of Pesach. We also say, b'teilu b'shishim, afilu m'lo esira, it would also be considered batel b'shishim even if you didn't take it out, as long as achshin eskara kodem Pesach, as long as it got cooled off before Pesach. In that situation, mutu lechol ha-matzah, you are allowed to eat the matzah, and the yosu achita, you have to remove the chita, misham af b'Pesach. Even on Pesach, you can remove the chita and still eat the rest of the matzah. It's not a problem because none of it was baked on Pesach. There is no concern of no saying tam that it's going to express its tam on Pesach. As long as you remove the chita, you're okay. The Chaber continues and he writes, Abol and Chimim Muat Tarnegolas b'Pesach. But if you reheated this chicken on Pesach, when the wheat is still inside of it, when the kernel of grain is still inside of it, now you got problems. Because now, Choseris li sein tam besocha b'Pesach. Now, the tam that's in the chita will now come out on Pesach, because you heated it up now, the heavy b'mashu. And now the rule of even a mashu of chametz is oser on Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chaf Aleph. He says, Aval amnit l'hachita mitocha. If you were to take out the kernel of wheat, the achakachim wanted karnagolas, and then you heated it up, then it's mutter, then it's not a problem. I, the afagav, the besif daladim, tomorrow we're going to learn yeshom and the chos v'nir. There is a concept that says there would be chos v'nir in this situation as well. Hainu kishyesh besocha mamashos isa. That's only if there's actual mamashos over there. Kigon sheichor shinasarib divash. If you had some beer, which is chomet, that got mixed up with honey. Aval hocha, in our situation, all you have over here is any taste that may have been imparted from that grain. Enu ela tam bi'alma. And by the tam, we don't say chos v'nir over here. We only say it by mamashos. Albeit, in Dishu footnote number 33, they bring down the opinion of the Chazon Ish, Sheladas HaSovu Shechoz V'nir, Gam Tam Bi'amo Choz V'nir, that they would disagree with this Mishnah Berurah over here. They would hold that even the taste over here, the Tam, could be Choz V'nir. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Chav Beisi writes, Choseris Li Tein Tam, if you did leave it in there and heated it up, then it would in fact impart a taste that would be also b'mashu, and he says this is true. Afilu l'mandiyom b'sif dalav de'eno chos v'nir. He says even according to the more makel opinion that we'll learn about in tomorrow's shir, that it's not chos v'nir. That's only haynu hechosh eino iser nika ba'ain. That's only when the iser is not present in physicalness. Aval hocha hechomitz bein. This is real bein chomitz over here. You have the chit over here, so even the makel opinion would be machmir in this situation. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah writes, Hago miyu, however, bechimum klisheni ein lochosh. He brings out the Hagos Maimonios, that in this situation, if it was in a klisheni, then you don't have to be concerned. What are we talking about? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkon Chof Gimel, kigon she'eru mayim roskin bika'ara, you poured boiling hot water into a plate, v'nich bar tarnagolos, and then you put the chicken inside over here. So in this situation, ein lochosh. You don't have to be concerned. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Chof Dalet says, svirle, the klisheni ein bekocho lahaflit ulavliya. This klisheni over here that has the hot water in it, but now the chicken put into it, doesn't have the strength to pull out from the chit of grain over here, to pull out the chomitz from it and spread it into the rest of the chicken. Chametz. Likewise, if you were to take a hot piece of meat and put it into a plate that was a chametz sticker plate, yesh lahachmir. Then we do have to be concerned over here, and the Chavetz Chaim in the Sharet Zion Osi Zayin brings this down for the Mogen Avraham, and he says, if you look in the Mokor Chaim, he says, the ain less or mimena rak kedei klipa. It doesn't go throughout the entire thing, it only does a klipa's worth. The chametz will only be able to penetrate into a klipa's worth, a small amount, into the chicken and not throughout the chicken. And he brings down further the Mishnah Berurah, the Kosso Posmi Ardea, Simon Sadi Dalid, the Bedover of, with a thick plate over here, because they're La'olam Kli Rishon. We treat it like a Kli Rishon, and therefore it can, in fact, Kozman Shayat Zolezbo, as long as it's hot, it can pull out the Chametz. The Efshar Du Adin, Minichos of Mikaro Leteller. And likewise, the same thing would apply if you pulled it from a plate onto another type of a Tzalachas, another type of a plate. The Teller you see in the Tirgum at the bottom, is a Tzalachas, is another type of a plate. Seems to be telling us that if it's a thick plate, then even if it's a klisheni and it's still yatzo lettuce bo, it would have the ability to remove the chametz from the chita and pull it into at least a klipa's worth of the chicken. The Yusha footnote number 35 explains the rationale behind how this works. It has to do with a complicated din of tatoi govar. The item on the bottom can overcome and pull out things from the top. Again, a complicated halacha concept, ayin and sham in the Yusha footnote number 35 and in Yoredeya, where this is discussed in greater detail. And now, however, the Ramah brings down a more machmir position. The first lenient position was Hagos Maimonios. Now he says, V'yesh machmirim b'chlisheni b'pesach. There are others that say, if it's in a chlisheni, on Pesach, you do have to be machmir. And he says, V'tov l'hachmir im ha-yatzu lettuce bow. And one should take this machmir opinion if it's still yatzu lettuce bow. The b'lav hachi lo mikri chlisheni. He says, otherwise, it's not called a chlisheni. So, in other words, we are machmir over here that a chlisheni has the ability to pull out the chametz, and therefore one should be machmir. The Mishnah Berurah explains this if cotton. Chavhei, wrote to Lomar, after Naktinon Likra Halacha, Vyoridea Simon Samaches, the Klisheni, Ein Mafluta Mavlia, even though the basic halacha is that it doesn't have the power to do this in a clean sheni, on Pesach with Machmir, Mikomokum Linian Pesach, Yishlochu Shadasa Machmirum Sham, we should be concerned about the more stringent opinion in general, even though we don't paskin like it in general. The Sviruluhu, the Klisheni Mafluta Mavlia, we take that as a Chumra over here for Pesach, even though we don't accept the Chumra for the rest of the year round, and therefore Sivkot and Chavav, Vitov Lahachmir, Vahule, it makes sense to be Machmir over here. However, he adds, if the Chita over here, Imachita, Eino Beku, it wasn't actually split, Rak Nischarchicha, it was just softened by the cooking, Vieshevs in Meruba, and there's a large financial loss if we now would be also the whole thing with a Mashu, or Minia Simchas Yontav, and it would be a lack of Simchas Yontav because you have nothing else to eat, then Yesh Lismoch Lahokil. In this situation, one could be relying upon the more lenient opinion. Sivkon Chav Zayin, this din was talk about im hayatzu lettuce bow. Va'avti b'simen tov samach zayin siv yud beiz mashma ramod oser abosu shenishua af bitzonein kishinim tzor shom chita. He says that there is an opinion that we're going to learn about that says that even meat that is soaked in water over here, if there was chita over here, then the item would be oser. So he explains, Tiritz HaMogen Avraham, the Mogen Avraham adds, the hosa mayra be bosor di ispe pile. That we were talking in a situation where the bosor has cracks in it. Pile is a word that we use in the Gemara for sedokim ubekoim, as it says in the Tirgum number 2. And the word pile comes from a peel, an elephant, which has a very a skin that has like cracks in it. And therefore, that's why it's called pile. V'nesar gam ha-bosor ay di ha-mayim shenichl besoch ha-pile. And therefore, this over here is going to make the meat also because of the cracks in the meat which allow the chametz to get inside. It's not that it penetrated it through heat. And therefore, in our case, we were talking about where it's intact. It doesn't have the pile. Therefore, only heat can bring in the chametz, and therefore, in cold water, would not be aser. And water is considered hot only if it's yatzo lettuce bowl. Like I said yesterday, a temperature of about 104 to 110 degrees or higher. Fahrenheit. But the water itself certainly becomes also from the chita, even if it's cold. Then he brings down Vabig de Yesha Cholekalov. He's arguing Vedato the Mimshitas Divrei Ramah from the simple understanding of the Ramovia Mashma the Tonin Enobalea cloud. The cold water doesn't come in at all. You need Yatzel Lettuce Bow. Elika Dehocha Ayri Ramah Mitzad Alocha. The Ramah is here telling us Dalocha. The Tov Lahachmir Locha Shudasa Machmirim. That one should be Machmir over here. Visham Hu Rak Bin Hoga Shinogal Lachmir Avitzonin. And there it was only a minute. Here it's Dalocha that you have to be Machmir. There was only a minute to be Machmir. Obinya Min Hoga that make up Makamat Chaklo Hivsid. And therefore, in the case of a minog, one doesn't have to be machmir if it's extenuating circumstances. And that's why there's a difference between these two cases. Again, this was a very difficult shir. I hope it was clear. With this, we conclude today's shir.